Jesus in the synagogue with the rabbis at the age of 12 discussing where is God. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with Bible stories. Jesus in the synagogue with the rabbis at the age of 12 discussing where is God. Now, we don't oftentimes think about what Jesus was talking about when he was in the synagogue talking with the rabbis, because we just think that, well, it just was never known because nobody knew. But what was in the message of Jesus from his life, from the time that he was born through the time that he carried his talk throughout the universe? And what was in his heart and what he was teaching, where is God? He was teaching this wherever he went and under all circumstance. And he taught that God is love. And he taught that God is within every man. And he tried to get this message across in every way that he could. And you can be sure that as he spoke to the rabbis in the temple at the age of 12, he was discussing with them, where is God? And he wasn't asking the rabbis, where is God? He was telling the rabbis, where is God? He went into the synagogue, and as he spoke with them, he was talking and saying to them, there is a power in this universe. There is a presence in this universe. And there is a wonder in this universe. And it dwells in each one of us. And the rabbis were perplexed by the profundity of this young man, of this child, telling them about their philosophy. But each one of them recognized the sincerity. They recognized the halo, if you will, the charisma that was shining forth from the Christ child. And they could not deny it. They could not deny that this was an inner wisdom. This was a genius. This was a divinity that was shining through this young boy speaking to them. All of us know when people are outstanding, when a child says some remarkable statement, when an adult says some remarkable statement that just makes us sit up and take notice and say, wow, I didn't know you thought that deeply. I didn't know you were so profound and you were so in depth. Wow, hey, oh, hey, my goodness. And then you say, say some more. Well, oftentimes, we are so frightened that we have said something so brilliant that we're afraid to say anything else for fear it might be less brilliant. But that was not a worry of Jesus. As he was speaking to the rabbis in the synagogue, he was emboldened by their statement and by their respect and by their expectation that he would continue giving words of wisdom as he was doing. And he gave these words of wisdom from the depth of his soul, from the depth of his being. He said, God in me speaks. God in me is my allness. God in me as me is who I am. And there is only one God, and that is the God present in each one of us universally. And these things perplexed the minds of these rabbis because they had been given specific things to think about, and that this was their doctrine, this was their way, their modus operandi of operating the synagogues and their rabbinical teachings. And the words of this young innocent child, speaking so true and so brilliant and so magical, they had to profess and confess that this was indeed something beyond anything that they had ever heard before. And it's not that others could not speak the same way, and often did, but this young man believed what he said. He was talking with the divine inside of himself and sharing it outwardly, and he knew it. He believed in himself. He believed in what he was sharing. He believed in what he was doing. And as he believed in what he was doing, he did it bountifully, wonderfully, gloriously, and he did it right now. This is something that all of us have the capacity to do, but do we have the courage to do it? Do we have the courage of our conviction? Do we have the courage to stand up and let our charisma shine forth as beautifully as it can? Do we have the ability to let the divine in us come forth and speak out to who we are and who our world is? The child Jesus did that. The child Jesus was an uninhibited being. He was uninhibited because he listened to the within. And as he listened to the within, all was revealed to him and all was made known to him. And he was able to do everything that he chose to do. We have the same capacity. We have the same capacity. Where is God? Once we have determined where God is, and we have been told where God is, and we accept that basically, that God is within, that God created all, and God is within all of its creation as itself. And so therefore, that is who we are. This is what Jesus undoubtedly told the rabbis. And the rabbis listened, and the rabbis said, but how can that be? How can the great creative cause be in each one of us? We all do such interesting and limited things. And Jesus said, yes, we do limited things and interesting things because we are not listening to the divine within that guides us at all times. We are listening to what humanity expects of us and what the world thinks about us. When we stop listening to the outer and listen only to the inner, we will be magical indeed. Jesus professed these things. You and I can profess these things too. We can live from this inner light, from this inner awareness. Just as the child at the age of 12 spoke to the rabbis from his charisma, from his divinity, from his magical self, from his inner being, so we can live our lives from our magical inner being every moment, because the Christ child came and taught, and because we listened, because we are divine. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve. And as you do, remember, it's all up to you whether you live knowing God in you, or whether you live knowing only God outside of yourself. And if you learn to live with God inside of yourself, you will never want for anything, for you will be everything, which is what you are. I love you eternally.